This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is so nice to have you with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. You know, I always knew that there is something about CBD that we still have not uncovered. And today on this show, you will hear firsthand what I'm talking about. Because what if we could match the kind of CBD you're taking to the bioavailability of your own genetic makeup? Sounds like science fiction. Sounds like it's impossible to do. Guess what? It's not. Dr. John Torrance is with us, president of Vertical Bioscience, and they are the bioscience branch of the largest seed-to-sale cannabis CBD company. I'm so fascinated by this, and I welcome you to the program, Doctor.
Thank you so much to be here. So great to be here.
Okay. So, I meet a lot of people that say, you know what, I would love to try the CBD again, but it didn't work when I tried it the first time. And I'm sure you hear this all the time as well in your line. Why is it not working?
There could be a number of reasons why it's not working. So the first thing everybody has to be aware of is that, you know, now that CBD is, you know, you can buy it in stores, there are all sorts of snake oil salesmen out there just putting CBD in things and hoping you'll buy it. But consumers won't keep buying it if it's not working. So if you've had that experience, you've taken CBD and you said, well, this didn't do anything for me, I'm not going to do it again, there's a few things you might want to try. Right. So the first thing is that CBD is, the first thing you should remember is that you can't take it in water. So if anybody says I've got a good CBD water for you, that's baloney right off the bat, because CBD doesn't dissolve in water. It could disperse in water, but it is like putting a drop of olive oil in water, right? It's never going to mix up like that.
Never going to mix.
But there's a couple things you should think of. One is your own body's makeup, your own genetic profile, right? So one of the benefits of understanding what your genetics are is that you can avoid adverse reactions. So if you're genetically predisposed to having sleep problems in the first place, and you take some formulation, some ratio of CBD to THC that doesn't work for you, it could be just because of your body's genetics. You're predisposed to not react to these cannabinoids in a certain way. So that's one thing, and we'll talk about that in a second. The other is the method of intake. So it's very different if you take it in the pill form versus if you vape it versus if you rub it on your skin or if you take it in a little sublingual tab. So all of those methods of delivery are really important. If you take it in a pill, it has to get absorbed and digested through your body. So let's just say the pill goes into your mouth at 100%, and by the time your digestive tract does what it does and the liver kind of cleans it out, you're only going to get about 4 to 6% of that CBD that's available to your blood. Versus if you vape it, it goes into your lungs, the heat decarboxylates it, and it's 100% bioavailable right in your blood. So there's a lot of nuances to that.
Okay. So for people that don't like vaping, are drops more effective and efficient than the pills, the capsules?
Yeah. So if you do take a tincture, right, an oil-based tincture, and you put it under your tongue, the important thing to remember is you've got to hold it there for about 60 seconds because your body's not absorbing it after you swallow it because your stomach kills it, your liver kills it. The way it's getting absorbed is through the tissues under your tongue. So it's going through the what they call the oral mucosal tissue, into your bloodstream. So holding it under your tongue for a few minutes, that's the way to get it. If you swallow it right away, you're missing the benefit.
Has to go under the tongue in a tincture.
Yep, and hold it there for about a minute, and that's the way it'll get absorbed. You can swish it around in your mouth. The point is that as long as it's being in contact with the tissues inside your mouth or under your tongue, that's how it's getting absorbed. It's not getting absorbed once you swallow it into your stomach.
So, Dr. Torrance, this is so critical. Why are we not hearing more about this?
Well, because there's not a lot of science, right? So up until last year, hemp was illegal. So there's not a lot of good research. And the research that's out there is based on the plants that the government did approve, and those are hard to access anyway. So we're just now starting to see research come out. Now, countries like Israel have been doing this for decades,
right.
So we can use what they've done. But, yeah, there's just not a lot of good science out there. So there's plenty of studies about, you know, that have to do with one or two people with very specific formulations, and there's great evidence that says, hey, there could be something here. But we don't have the sophistication in the studies that we need to be able to say, if you take this, that will happen.
Okay, so let's go back to my genes. Not the ones I'm wearing, but the ones I was born with.
Right.
My genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know if... Because one of the things that has happened over the years is that everyone that comes on the show, all the doctors and practitioners and people that are much more knowledgeable than I could ever imagine in CBD, the world of CBD, have shared, there's something called the sweet spot. So my sweet spot may not be the same as your sweet spot, and it probably isn't. So my endocannabinoid system could need a lot of CBD, and yours doesn't. And so as of today, it's trial and error. Is that still the same? And if that's not the same, how does our genetic makeup come into this?
That's a great question, and that's a big topic that we're trying to figure out. So the one reason, and we're just getting started with it, right? So you know, one reason that we could both have different reactions, right? So say you and I both have anxiety, okay? And you take a tincture formulated, you know, in a 4-to-1 ratio, 4 parts CBD to 1 part THC, or maybe you just take all CBD, and I take the exact same tincture. We're going to have different reactions, and it's not just because of our age and weight and gender. It's because of exactly like what you mentioned is our endocannabinoid system. So if one of us, say it's me, I have a genetic predisposition where my body, I'm very active in there's an enzyme called FA, a fatty acid amino hydrolase. And what FA does is it eats up the endocannabinoids that are in our system and it kind of takes them back. So if my FA is overactive and I don't have a lot of endocannabinoids in my system, I'm going to react differently, right? So the CBD that I take is going to allow those endocannabinoids to stay in my system longer because FA will be less active. That's one of the effects of CBD. Whereas for you, maybe that's not the case. Or say we take a tincture with a THC to CBD ratio, and I've been a habitual marijuana smoker for a while, I'm going to be more, sensitized to that. So it's not going to work quite as well for me, right? So
right.
There's a great company, a great website out there. It's called Endocanna Health, E-N-D-O, Canna, C-A-N-N-A, Health. I have no financial interest in it, no relationship to it. I just know the company. I've actually done it myself. What you can do is take your 23andMe data and upload it to their website. Or you can order a buccal swab kit and, you know, swab your cheek and send it back. And they will send you a report that tells you how your body is likely to react to different cannabinoid formulations based on the problem you're trying to solve. So they'll tell you if your problem is anxiety, you are much more likely to feel an effect with this formulation than you are over that formulation.
Wow.
Not perfect, right? But it is probably the closest thing to where we want to be that I've seen yet. And there's a lot of really good benefits of it. The biggest one is that you want to avoid adverse reactions. right?
Right.
So what you want is to take your CBD formulation and feel the benefit of it and not feel sick or itchy or nauseous or worse yet, have it affect the medication you're already taking. And Endocana Health, their platform and their service is a really great way to, you know, if you've never taken CBD before and you're a little bit nervous about it and you just want to go in gently and want to say, hey, how can I avoid an adverse reaction and what kind of formulation is best for me based on what I'm experiencing, it's a really good place to go.
I love this. Thank you so much for that tip. We have a lot more. We have another segment with the doctor. And give us the best. Dr. John Torrance is our guest today, president of Vertical Bioscience. And what's the best website?
That's Vertcos, V-E-R-T-C-O-S .com.
We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining me in a fascinating conversation, Dr. John Torrens, president of Vertigo Bioscience. And it's such a pleasure. This has been eye-opening, really wonderful information, because we're talking about how to find the right way to use CBD with your individual genetics. And because it's important for all of us to understand the distinctions between the different products. So we've been hearing an awful lot about smoking CBD. What are your thoughts on that, Doctor?
Well, smoking hemp cigarettes for the CBD is certainly it'll be available to your blood because you'll smoke it, it'll go right into your lungs. And it's a way to take it. Although if you're having health problems, they say you've got, any kind of lung or respiratory issue, of course, smoking anything is not what you want to do. So it's a way to get it, although there's certainly more healthful ways to get CBD into your system than smoking it.
Yeah, I would think so. So tell us the delivery systems, the different ways that you can. Just reevaluate what you had shared with us in the first segment.
Sure thing. So the most common way, or the most popular way that people know about, is to smoke it, and that involves lighting it up and incinerating it, and other things besides just the CBD enter your lungs. But the CBD gets absorbed, and that's what most people think of when they think of hemp cigarettes or marijuana.
Right.
You also vape the oils, and vaping
I just want to make the distinction that you will not get high from hemp. I just want to make that distinction.
That is correct, right? So there's no psychoactive effect in hemp, or if you're just smoking a hemp cigarette, there's very little, almost non-detectable THC in it, so that's not going to give you a high. That's correct.
Okay.
And it's the same for the hemp oils if you're going to vape them. So if you're vaping a hemp oil extract with no THC in it, you'll have no psychoactive effect and it'll be fine. Now, the same thing applies though if you're having respiratory problems. Vaping may not be the way to go either. And the other problem with vapes is that there's been studies that show that the battery and the vape cartridge really matter, because you could be vaping in heavy metals into your lungs based on the quality of the cartridge in the pen. And if you're not sure where the oil was sourced from, it could have things in it that you may or may not want in your body. So if you're going to use vape oils, make sure you get the oils from a trusted source, and that you know the pen and the cartridge that you're using are certified and not from a foreign country that maybe doesn't have good controls on quality. So that's smoking and vaping, and those all go right into your lungs, immediately bioavailable because it gets into your blood.
Okay.
And you've got other ways to do it. So we talked about the tincture earlier. It's usually an oil-based tincture. You put it under your tongue, swish it around in your mouth, and it gets absorbed through the tissues in your mouth. So it gets into your blood through those tissues. And that's the key, is that you want this compound to get into your blood. As soon as you swallow it, it's basically not bioavailable to you.
So what about...
By the time your digestive tract does its thing, it's not.
What about gummies? Those are really big right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
so
edibles.
Those are ingestibles or edibles, and those you'll chew those up. Maybe some of them will get absorbed through the tissues in your mouth, but then those are designed to be digested and metabolized through your normal digestive tract. And if you've ever done it with THC, it takes probably about an hour, maybe a little bit longer, to feel the effects. And the same goes for CBD, because it's got to work its way through your system and then get into your blood. So you won't feel the effects of it probably for about an hour. and the effects might be minimized, so you're going to have to take a pretty high dosage. So if you're taking CBD, depending on what you're taking it for, you probably want to take 5 to 10 milligrams, maybe more, just to feel the effect, because your body's going to digest it and deteriorate it. So those are gummies. And the same thing goes for anything you ingest. So it's a gummy, a mint, a cookie, but whatever it is that you're going to swallow. And it's generally considered the slowest way to absorb it. Now, I will say, I read a couple of interesting studies where what you mix the CBD with really matters. So, for example, if you take a pill, a gel cap, that's mixed with an LCT oil, the long-chain triglyceride oil, it largely bypasses that liver absorption, and about 80% of it will get to your blood. Whereas if you take it with an MCT oil, a medium-chain triglyceride oil, it will get absorbed, and the liver will destroy most of it, and you'll end up with less than 10% in your blood. So there's a lot of nuance, and it really matters what you
Wow. So you really don't want to use anyone that's using the medium chain triglycerides are missing the boat here.
It does seem that way. I mean, again, we can't show definitive evidence, but there's a lot of there's some research that suggests that you want that LCT instead of the MCT for sure. And then the final absorption method that we can talk about is the topical, right? So you would rub it on your skin. So you could use a cream or an ointment, and usually people use that for pain. So you put it right at the point of pain, and if you've got inflammation or something, you put it there. Or a lot of people are starting to use transdermal patches. So and these have been used, a lot of people use these for menstrual cramping or back pain or neck pain, and you would take the patch, you'd put it at the point where you want to get the relief, and you leave it there for the day. And those are the main forms of absorption.
So one of the things that we're covering with Dr. John Torrens today, and this is really the important piece of this story, is that there are so many varieties depending on what your personal choice is. For people that need fast relief, then probably the vaping sounds like it would be the most effective. But with tinctures, many people are not aware that if you hold it under the tongue for at least 60 seconds, it will have a better shot at getting absorbed into your body. And then, if you want more information about how your body will react, you shared with us about the Endocana Health site, which actually will take your swab, your DNA, and look at it and see what's going to work best for you.
Right.
Very, very, very powerful information, because it's this information, I think, that will make people understand the proper way to take CBD.
Right, and there's no, like I said, there's really, we're not there yet, right? We've studied Tylenol or Advil, like we know what that does to your body, we know exactly what it does. With CBD, we're still in the very early stages of understanding. And I should also say, too, that CBD by itself, or CBD isolate, CBD in isolation, is good. There's certainly things that it'll do for you. But generally speaking, when you take it with other cannabinoids, if you take what they call a full or a broad spectrum hemp extract, that's generally going to give you better results, because there's this synergistic effect. Some people call it the entourage effect, but in pharmaceutical drugs, it's just called the synergistic effect. When you take CBD along with the other minor cannabinoids like CBG, CBN, CBC, when it's all mixed together, they're able to do what they do much more effectively than if you just take an isolated cannabinoid.
Well, this has been quite the education we've all needed and has been missing in this field, and I'm so thrilled you came on with us today, Dr. John Torrens. Give us the website, please, of how people can find out more about Vertical Bioscience.
www.vertcos.com, and that's vertcos.com.
Thank you so much. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational artist. So from talking about us humans to our wonderful four-legged companion animals, cats and dogs. And we haven't done a segment on animals in a very long time, and so I thought it would be fun to talk about how to use CBD for animals. And joining us today is Maddie Smith. And Maddie has been involved in the creation of a product called Fetch from Extract Labs. And they make hemp tinctures, full spectrum for cats and dogs. And so, Maddie, welcome to the program. And you've been involved in this for a long time. It's such a pleasure. Welcome to the program. But tell us a little bit about what animals, how you use it, when you use it. I know that we just had one of the most horrific thunderstorms that I can ever remember in Boston the other night, Wednesday night. I mean, it was nonstop lightning and thunder. And you know, and I know, if you're a pet owner, those dogs are not happy. or the cats. So tell us a little bit about Fetch and the uses and all of those good things, please.
Yeah, great. So it's great to be on, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me. So just a little background on Fetch. It's a sub-brand, if you will, of our Extract Labs, which is like our, I guess, if you will, human version of CBD. We have a full product line, as you know. And then we kind of saw the current state of the pet CBD market. There were many options for products for pets. They're often way overpriced, they're super underdosed, and they're just not from trustworthy resources. So we founded Fetch really on the same mission of Extract Labs to, you know, give the public an affordable product that is easy to use, consumer-friendly, and is packed full of CBD to dip just to benefit the animal as a whole. So like you said, so it is used primarily a lot for animals with anxiety. So I know 4th of July is a big one. Fireworks are really scary for dogs. So we have pet owners that use it for the anxiety that surrounds sounds. My personal animals, I have a German Shepherd and a pit mix, and they're both, they have really bad social anxiety and separation anxiety. So I give them CBD when I leave in the mornings. It helps them from tearing up my shoes all the time. And then if we have friends over or parties with other animals, we definitely give them CBD. It helps them just to be calm and to kind of take the edge off of the anxiety of, you know, being in a new situation. So, but other than that, a lot of people use it for anxiety. Like I said, inflammation, seizures, any kind of generalized pain in an animal, nausea, arthritis in like the geriatric, the older animals. And then along with that, a lack of appetite. So CBD actually helps to stimulate the appetite as well. So we see in animals that are sick or having a hard time eating, CBD actually will promote them and help them to eat more. So yeah, so a lot of great benefits, just like it does in humans.
So I have little Leo, who's a dog, but he's my little buddy. He stays with me, and he's like my dog. I'm like the second mother. My friend owns him, but he gets dropped off every morning and hangs here because I do the show and work from the house. And so, you know, we just go out and have our day. And there are times that Leo will get frantic. And there's no rhyme or reason why or how it happens. He'll jump on the bed, and then he'll jump off the bed, and it's always with a little dolly in his mouth, and he cries, and he goes back up on the bed, and then down the bed, and he'll do this repetitive action. And I finally figured it out that, wait a minute, when he starts that, it's even hard for him. He's in like a trance. It's really hard for him at 13 and a half to get that dolly out of his mouth, his baby. But I try to get it out and put a little bit of the Fetch on his little biscuits that he loves, and It kind of changes that dramatic up and down and up and down and that frantic running around. And I don't know how or why, but it's been really phenomenal.
Absolutely. So it's definitely probably something stemming from anxiety. So like I said, it's a great product for anxiety. I give it to my pit mix specifically daily. She'll take CBD in the morning, and then she takes it again in the evenings. And it, like I said, she used to chew up my shoes, she would chew up furniture because she was just so anxious about being alone for, you know, the 8-hour workday. And now that I give it to her, she doesn't chew up anything. When I get home, nothing's torn up. And so it just definitely helps to really just calm the animal down and to, you know, help them kind of feel a little more safe, I guess, in a way, because they're not going to be, you know, full of a sporadic emotion. So
sure,
it's very beneficial for that. I think that's what we see the main use for it is for that right now.
So how do you give it to your dog daily? I give it to Leo when the anxiety is really bad, but should I, is it a disservice? I have a friend in New York who has a 16-and-a-half-year-old Shih Tzu, and she's giving the fetch throughout the day, and she says it's changed the way her dog jumps and runs and does her thing. She's a house dog. She doesn't go out, and her sister died last year, so she was always upset about that. You know, they were the two of them for 16 years, and then when she died 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, people don't understand. Our pets have those emotions. Of course they do. So
absolutely, yeah. I think that we forget that side of them.
So she said that one of the things that Lila was doing was scratching the rug all the time, mm-hmm. just scratching the rug and going in circles and scratching the rug and going in circles and scratching the rug. And she doesn't do that anymore, but she has to do it daily. She gives it to her throughout the day.
Yeah, that's honestly the best way that I've seen in my own personal experience with the product. It's best to give it to them consecutively. So it's good to build it up because animals also have an endocannabinoid system just like humans. So it's good to build the product in, up into their system. So if you are giving them a tincture, the first couple weeks that you do it consecutively, you might not see, you know, a dramatic change in the animal. But over time, as they take the product, it'll their system gets a little more used to it and will build up, you know, that product inside of its system. So once you give it to it once, it'll be like taking an ibuprofen. It'll start to instantly work, whereas in the beginning it takes kind of a little time for the system to get used to it and digest it and for it to actually, you know, fully be accepted into the body. I find that if you do it consecutively, it's much more beneficial to the animal.
Okay. That's really good. What's the dosage, Maddie? How do we find out what those dosages are?
Right, absolutely. So it will depend on the weight of the animal. So our guidelines are anywhere from 0 to 25 pounds. They should take at least 1 ml twice a day, which will be, of our product, it will be around 16 milligrams of CBD per 1 ml. So they'll end up ingesting a little over 30-some ml daily. And any dog 25 to 65 pounds will take 1 to 3 ml twice daily. So that's where my dog falls in. She's 65 pounds, so I give her 1.5 in the morning and then 1.5 in the evening. And then any dog 65 pounds and up will take between 3 and 6 ml. So that's just a good ratio to start at. Since your dogs are small, you know, you would start with just the 1 ml in the morning and then maybe 1 in the afternoon or in the evening. And then from there you can kind of judge, well, this might be too much or I don't think it's enough. And from there you can kind of gauge and kind of, you know, tailor it down to your own pet specifically.
How would we know if it's too much? Do they become a little more lethargic or?
Yes. And that typically doesn't happen often because, you know, the THC levels in our products are so low already that the toxicity level is very low. They would have to ingest a whole lot of product to have anything. But if there was a negative side effect, they would just be a little lethargic, yeah. They wouldn't hurt them per se, no.
I want people to understand that this is CBD, not this psychoactive part of the plan, and there's a real difference.
Absolutely,
you don't want to, and explain to us why we don't want to give that to our pets, Maddie.
Right, so THC is very toxic to dogs specifically. It also is very toxic to cats, but more so in dogs. Especially out here in Colorado, you know, we do have THC as a legal product out here, so lots of pet owners have run into, you know, an overdose of THC in their animals where their animal has eaten, you know, something of theirs that had THC in it. So you have to be very careful with the product that you're using. The oil that we use is diluted way down. We have a batch test that you can look up for our products to show that the THC levels are around like 0.02% in our product. So it's a very, very low amount of THC.
Okay.
They are non-toxic. The CBD itself is not toxic to animals. It would be in extremely high doses, but your animal would never get its hands on or its paws on anything high dose.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, can we talk about cats for just a moment and give out the best
Absolutely.
Website for people and how they can find Fetch and Extract Labs, please?
Absolutely, yeah. So you guys can head over to www.extractlabs.com. All of our people products features on that, and we also have a section for pets.
And we'll be back in just a moment with Maddie Smith. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A-Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We are talking today from Extract Labs, their fetch division. Yes, they have a pet division, which is really cool. We're talking to Maddie Smith today, and Maddie has been involved in the development of fetch, and it's nice to have you with us. Welcome back. So we've talked about dogs. Now, what about those finicky cats? Is CBD something that cats could benefit from?
Just like what we talked about with dogs, the same ailments that affect dogs will also affect some cats at some point in their lives, whether it be anxiety, some sort of seizure issue, or generalized pain, nausea, arthritis, especially like the same thing, like a lack of appetite. All of it's just great for cats as well. And my cat at home, actually, she goes outside, and she recently got in a little scrap with another neighborhood cat, and I had to go to the hospital. You know, I had some scratches and stuff for it. I started giving her CBD for it, and she seemed to be feeling better about 2 days after the initial, you know, fight or whatever that took place. I just gave her about a half ml of CBD in the morning, and then I gave her another one in the afternoon, and she was walking around like she was having less pain and was a little more, you know, life seemed a little more enjoyable at that point in time, whereas, you know, a few days prior she was still very traumatized from the experience. So definitely, it definitely impacts cats and helps them the same way that it does with dogs.
So
we had actually one of my cooks, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so for a cat, cats are so strange. Do you try to put it on? Some cats don't like treats. Where do you put the CBD to make it more effective and efficient?
So my cat, she actually is interested in the CBD. She likes the way it smells. So I'll just bring the dropper right up to her, and I just drop it right onto her lips, and she just licks it right off. I know a lot of other pet owners, though, will put it on their food. That's another way to do it. But a lot of cats really like the taste of the coconut oil that we use. It is organic. So a lot of cats, even dogs, also really like it. So many of them will take it straight out of the bottle. But if they don't, it's best to put it on a treat or some food for them.
Okay. And, again, the requirements, the same routine, you say, give it to them as needed. Or, for example, if a little cat, the weight of the cat is so, you know, is a tiny cat.
Yeah, the weight is different.
Okay,
so for us,
yeah.
Well, for our bottle, we do any cat from 0 to 10 pounds should take a half ml twice a day. So that's what I do for my cat. She's only 8 pounds. So she takes half in the morning. I don't give it to her daily, but when she's in pain or she seems anxious, I'll give her a half ml, and then I'll follow up several hours later with another half just to make sure that the dose is getting into her. Any cats that are 10 to 15 pounds, the big guys will take three quarters of an ml, so 0.75 ml twice daily. Any big guys that are 15 pounds or up will take a whole ml, which those are pretty big cats. No one really has a cat that big, but if they do, it'll definitely take one ml twice daily.
And tell me what some of the reactions are for the cat owners. What should they expect?
So they should expect the same thing if they have dogs and give it to them. It should be a relatively same interaction in the animal. So at the first couple weeks, they might not notice. a dramatic change in the attitude. Maybe the first week, I'd say, would probably be the week that they don't see much change. After that, if they give it consecutively, I'd say into week two, they'll start seeing a dramatic change in the cat's attitude. If it's, you know, a hateful cat that is not very sociable, that doesn't really like other cats, we've seen success in giving those kinds of cats CBD, and then within a couple of weeks, they're snuggling with the cats that they didn't like before. So definitely, it's around the same
time. Can you imagine? So that aloofness, the aloofness kind of goes away.
Yeah, so that's how my cat is too. She's not unfriendly, but she's a little people shy. And I noticed when she takes CBD, she's a little more sociable, is willing to let other people love on her, and is a little more interactive than with just me. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And does it matter the age of the cat or the dog?
Not typically, no. And that's something to discuss further with if you have, you know, a vet that you see regularly. When discussing using CBD in a more geriatric or older animal, you want to make sure that it's not going to interfere with her on any other medications. You know, we want to make sure there's not an interference that, you know, will cause harm to the animal or make a medication not work. So those are things definitely to discuss with your healthcare provider for your pet. But as far as I know, with our whole development of the brand, we haven't seen any issues with the older pets taking it. If anything, the older dogs have used our products for hip dysplasia or any kind of arthritis have seen, you know, a better quality of life towards the end, which is, you know, a really great thing because, you know, as animals get older, they experience the same pain that people do. So it's nice to be able to make their quality of life at the end a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable for them.
I was going to ask you, does it add years? Do we have any statistics that it can add a little bit of longevity to the quality of life? But it will change the quality for some dogs.
Absolutely. We don't have any, like, concrete evidence so far that will support that it, you know, will extend your pet's life, but it'll definitely make the quality of life much better. So we are actually currently working with CSU, Colorado State University, on some cancer research with our CBD, and we're getting some positive results. We're excited to see kind of where this research takes us, and we're excited to share the news in the next year once we get it all published. But, you know, that's what it kind of takes to find out stuff like that is, you know, doing research and really kind of honing in on certain illnesses first to see how we can target them and kind of see how CBD interacts with them. So we're really excited about that. So hopefully the next year we'll have a little more information on that side.
I'm loving this. I think this is so, this is a whole new world, and your product Fetch is geared for animals, and is there a difference? If I took Fetch, would it be okay?
Absolutely. So it's just a lower dose. So the CBD that's in our people products will be a little bit higher of a dose because, you know, humans and animals metabolize things differently in their bodies. Where, you know, pets metabolize a lot quicker, so we do lower doses. And plus, there's not a whole lot of research on, you know, cannabis and animals in general.
Absolutely. So,
you know, kind of on the lower end, yeah.
I'm so glad you're doing that study, and we'd love to talk more about it. Thank you so much, Maddie, from Extract Labs and the Fetch Line. And the best website is?
www.extractlabs.com. You'll find all of the people products and all of our pet products as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today. Great information. And edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening. And as always,
smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.